The Double Life of Daisy Hemmings by Joanna Nadin. Read by Oliver J. Hembra and Alex Tregear.
Is insincerity such a terrible thing? I think not. It is merely a method by which we can multiply our personalities. Oscar Wilde, The Picture of Dorian Gray. Prologue. Jason, 1978. Here is the boy, a 7-year-old, pale as milk and scrawny as his big sister is stout, and small enough still to wriggle onto his mam's lap or into the snug of her arm.
Can you see them?
She asks, as they hang off the harbour, eyes fixed on the shadows.
Look, there.
Jason looks and spies a flicker of silver, then another. A whole shoal of them dancing on the tide like starlings, readies his net.
Ah, they're just babies now, mind,
she tells him.
Let them grow before we fish them out.
Disappointed, he pokes the end at a stubborn anemone instead.
What will they be, he asks, when they grow up? Will they be sharks?
His mam laughs, and he feels a pip of indignation in his throat.
But will they?
No,
she says, nudging him nicely, dislodging it.
Too small for that.
What then? Mackerel, says his sister. Boring bloody mackerel.
Jason gapes.
Sadie,
snaps his mam.
Language.
My dad says it,
she justifies.
Your dad's not 10, and besides, he should know better.
Sadie glowers.
They'll still be mackerel, she says.
Can't they be something else?
Asks Jason.
Can't they be swordfish? Can't they be whatever fish they want?
Idiot,
says Sadie.
Sadie,
snaps Mam, then turns to him.
No,
she says.
They don't get a choice. They just are what they are.
Do I get a choice?
He asks after a moment. He's thinking of his father, wondering if he'll have to work on the boats, have to sweat and swear and get his hands dirty.
Course you do, says Mam. You can be whatever you want. You could be a doctor or a teacher or...
Farrah Fawcett Majors, says Sadie. I'm going to be her. I'm going to marry the $6 million man.
I think that job's already taken, says Mam.
But you could be a doctor or a teacher too.
Sadie sighs.
Gaynor Bates says they'll split up soon and get a divorce so I can marry him and I'll be Sadie Majors.
Don't listen to your sister, says Mam.
Son's got to her.
But he's not anyway. Not really. He's too busy thinking. What will he do? And who will he be? Too busy running through possibilities. Tinker, tailor, soldier, sailor, rich man, poor man. No. He stops there. Backtracks. Rich man. He'll be rich as creases, whatever that means. Richer, even. He'll live in a mansion and sit in a study surrounded by books, like that man on the telly in a wig. Only he won't wear one of them. And he won't have filthy fingernails or stink of beer, neither. And his mam can live with him, but not Sadie, nor his dad. And so lost is he in his dream, he doesn't notice his net slip from his fingers and drift off on the tide.
Jason!
Squawks his sister.
Dad'll kill you!
Oh, Jesus! Agrees his mam.
Your dad!
His tummy turns over as he thinks of his father.
I'll get it!
He says, and jumps into the water, sandals and all, soaking his shorts right up to his crotch, wades out and snatches the tip of the bamboo before it edges past the slipway and out into the wide velvet estuary.
Got it!
He calls, as if he's netted a monster.
Dad'll still kill you,
says Sadie, smug, as they trudge up the hill.
You're soaked.
Your dad won't know, mollies his mam. You'll be nice and dry by then.
But Jason